She's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
We started weird last week.
Because you just dived into
we just dived into the middle, yeah.
Is it dived or dove?
We dived.
We dived.
Nose dived.
Yeah, that was good.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 33.
It's bound to be one of the best.
It's got to be one of the best. Can't be one of the worst. Tied for 32nd place.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Tied for worst.
This is the last one of the year, I think, right? Unless we sneak one in before...
Yeah, we can get one in next year. I mean, next week, right? Where are you going? Oh, yeah.
Beantown.
Let's talk about it. What's your plans?
Beantown, baby. Going back to Beantown.
When do you leave?
We leave Sunday evening.
All right.
So we're gone from Sunday to Sunday.
I thought we were seeing you Christmas Eve. That not happening?
New Year's Eve.
That's not
Eve.
True? Oh, New Year's Eve.
You will see me Christmas Eve. I'm baby Jesus.
Really?
Yes. I need my bottom spanked.
You need powder on your bottom.
I need some Holy Ghost on my undertaint.
So going back to Boston for how long?
So Sunday to Sunday, if I could just reiterate what I was saying, that's because you weren't listening. Sunday to Sunday, so a week. We get in at like midnight, so Sunday night. So we have Monday's Christmas Eve. Head over to my brother's house for a nice little dinner.
Yeah.
His wife's Italian. I keep asking about the Meal of the Seven Fishes. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
Like on Christmas, the Itais do Meal of the Seven Fishes or Seven Fishes meals.
Yeah.
They never do that for me though. Like I keep asking, can we have that?
I could see like, I know she's Italian, but I think her mom is the Italian that would do that. No, like she would do that. I think she's more of the, let's order some Chinese food type of Italian, isn't she?
No, I don't know. I don't know what her culinary skills are like. But when we go over there, Mike usually cooks.
Who? Really?
Sorry.
He gets a private chef named Mike?
Yeah.
Wow, your brother's balling.
And his name is Dave Sammarco.
Really?
He does a little tossy-tossy, whirly-whirly. By the way, when I go home, I'm going to fucking see your brother.
Yeah?
And
you're going to kiss him right
now. He's going to bundle me right after I slap him across the face. Yeah. I'm going to take my glove off and just give him one right across the face.
Oh, yeah, you're going to challenge him to a duel? Exactly. Like a genteel man?
Exactly. And he's going to throw darts at me from across the room.
Yeah, and get you, too.
He will. A professional dart guy, right? Professional? Yeah. Is he on the pro?
He is on the pro circuit.
Yeah, he's going to hit me right in the eyeballs.
He's making tens of dollars.
Tens of dollars.
Yeah. I can say anything I want about him because he does not listen to this. So...
You don't think any of the eight people that listen will get back to him?
Nope.
I'm afraid if somebody threw a dart at me, it would hit me in the eyeball. Can you imagine, like, if you got hit with a dart right in the eyeball?
Yeah, it would suck. It might be able to hit your brain if they threw it hard enough.
No.
What are you talking about? How deep is your eyeball?
Hang on, I'm doing it.
Yeah, he's maybe. He's measuring with finger-wise.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Darts aren't any longer than an inch, though,
right? Yeah, they are.
Longer than an inch?
Last time you saw an inch. When you went pee pee,
hi-yo. When I missed your toilet seat, went all over the floor. So anyway,
the wife's gonna kill you. Every Saturday before you come is a rush to clean the bathrooms day.
Why?
I ask her that every time, and she goes, "Shut up, fat boy. Just keep eating your Slim Jims." And she goes, "Eating Slim Jims is not a diet just because they're called Slim Jims. You fat loser.
Are you sure?" All right, so what did I make it to Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
So the rest of the week is going to be filled with, we're going to try to find activities. Half the time when we go home, we just sit around the house and don't do anything, and it drives me kind of up a wall. Because nobody takes time off. We go home, no one takes a day off. My mom is the only one who takes a day off.
Yeah.
I think she's retired now, actually, though. She pulled the plug.
Really?
See you later, town of Arlington.
Good for her. Yeah. She deserves it.
Pulled the plug. But yeah, nobody takes any time off, so we're stuck to fend for ourselves.
Yeah, but there's plenty of stuff to do there.
Well,
in the snow,
we're gonna go ski. By we, I mean I'm not doing anything. I'm just driving everyone there.
Yeah.
So skiing.
Go to Neshoba.
Wachusett.
Ooh,
Wachusett Valley mountain skiing, minutes away.
It is.
So I'll sit there and watch that. Tubing, I could probably handle. I'll do some tubing. We're gonna go skating. I can't skate. If I fell over, I'd probably snap.
You go into the Arlington rink.
Arlington Spy Pond is? No, I don't know where we're going.
Don't go to Frog Pond. That's a waste of time. And
in Boston?
Yeah.
The wife wants to go there bad.
Dude, I actually, a buddy of mine just posted on it.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I got here early. He was, I've been waiting 2 hours just to get on the ice. It's ridiculous.
No, I don't think we're going to go there. My brother, his kids play hockey, and they've usually figured out where to get some ice.
Yeah.
So, got to rent some ladies' figure skates. Get out there.
Yeah, like you don't own them.
When you, well, I do.
What kind of insect is in my fucking house right now?
It's like a beetle or something. The thing is flying all over the place. There's no way it's a, I mean, it's a fly, but the thing must have been living here forever because it's huge.
It looks like Jeff Goldblum.
And it would have died. Yeah. I just threw up on me.
Yeah, don't, whatever you do, don't arm wrestle it. It'll fucking snap your forearm.
Where's Gina Davis when you need her? Talk him down. Holy cow.
She's taped right above my bed right here. Oh, it's a poster, is that the same thing?
It is. Why is there a hole in the ceiling?
Because
a bullseye?
I guess,
How hard would that be? If you put a poster in your ceiling, then bored a hole.
Would never happen.
How would you do that?
What do you mean, how would you bore a hole? You'd have to get a ladder.
You'd get a bore a hole, but yeah, then how would you like comfortably lie down? And then you'd be like, she's on top of you. I'm thrusting right now.
You are thrusting.
It's going. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how it works.
Give it a shot. Tell me how it goes.
Yeah. Tweet at us at sodumb_podcast. Let's see some pictures of you trying to hump a ceiling.
Perfect.
Why not? www.thisissodumb.com. Show us any of your pictures of you either boring a hole in the ceiling or in a watermelon, maybe in the water mattress that you have.
Ooh. Don't do the water mattress. It'll make a mess.
Is that what it's called, a water mattress?
No, it's called a water bed.
Hmm.
Do you know who used to have a waterbed? I remember vividly.
You.
Don't
say your mom, because it's going to creep me out.
Yep.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm creeped.
First of all, you're not supposed to put a waterbed on the second floor of a house. That's not designed to hold a fucking waterbed.
No, did it break?
No. But, you know, there's a little sag in the bottom floor.
We get some structural damage going on there?
Yeah.
You mean 50 gallons of water in one concentrated? How many gallons of water fits in there?
It's a lot.
How many gallons of jizz? Because that's more concentrated.
That's my mother you're talking about.
I'm not saying it's hers.
You're just saying it was just covered on the mattress? How dare you?
No, inside the waterbed.
That's not where they finish.
Well, then they're missing out. That would be fucking hilarious. If there's like it was just a whole waterbed explosion accident. You walk in, your brother had a boner. He's like,
What happened?
Do you have a patch? Something.
Yeah.
Something exploded. You stuck a screwdriver in there.
It wasn't,
I thought it was jelly.
I screwdrived it.
I screwed it.
Drivers.
Who do you think the first person to say, like, hey, I screwed her? I got screwed.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
He definitely had a big old mustache, that guy.
Yeah. I got a big old mustache.
No, dude, it looks good.
No.
Yeah. No, it does.
I can't wait to shave this thing.
No, keep it.
Can't wait.
No, it looks good on you.
Yeah. You know what else looks good on me? You.
Panties. Oh.
You. You, big sexy.
Can I talk about the Christmas gift you just got us?
Yeah, go ahead.
So we got a Christmas gift from me and the missus. And,
it's a his and hers.
It's a his and hers. The wife, it's tank tops, deep, deep side holes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're way down.
Way down, yeah. You'll see my love handles through the fucking thing.
Like workout. They're like workout.
They definitely are. Sleeveless shirts. Yeah. The missus says power bottom. And big old D has power top.
That's right.
Yep. Christmas card 2019. Here we come.
Power couple.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Power couple. So I saw those. I saw the power top shirt when we were driving to Austin City Limits Music Festival. We were stuck in traffic downtown. I just so happened to look over and I spied a mannequin with the biggest dingus ever. This thing was like down to his knees. And I was like, what the fuck?
Now, is it just the bulge is that big or did it actually have a dick?
No, it had a hang low. I don't know. Probably some guy in the back was like waving and I just didn't notice. It was like an actual person. So, but they had all kinds of like leather, like another mannequin next to it was like leather fucking studs.
Yeah,
like a
leather daddy stuff. Yeah.
Leather daddy stuff. And then it was like in the doorway. I mean, I was really taking a long peek at what was happening over there.
So what you should have done is you should have done your GIMP outfit joke to them. Because they would have maybe known the answer. That was one of the best jokes you've ever had.
Oh, if you want to hear what the gimp joke was, you're going to have to look back in the library. Yep. I don't even know what episode that would be.
It's way back there.
Figure it out.
Yep.
So in the window, I see a shirt, and it says PWRTOP, Power Top. And I was like, I must have that.
Yeah.
So that was in like October. And immediately I was like, I've got to get back there. I got to go buy that for you.
Really? So you saw it in October and yeah. Wow.
And today I was like on my way home from work. I was like, perfect opportunity. So I called the place.
Like, I'm going there anyways.
It took me 25 minutes to find the place because yeah. It's just not on Google Maps or anything. So I figured out what it was. It's like Tape Leader or something. I don't know what the hell it was named. Something totally different from what you would think it would be. So I called up, asked him if they had the shirt. And he's like, oh, yeah, we have the Power Top, Power Bottom. We got all of it. It's like, perfect. I'll be right over.
This is a bestseller.
So I go in, and it's just all gay men's sex shop. Like, it's not even...
Yeah, right up your alley.
They're not fucking around. Yeah. They're not pretending to have anything for the ladies. It's all about the men.
Yeah.
So walk in, and it's like a swarm of bees. The gentlemen just come flying at me.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the only thing.
All the guys want to bang me. Fucking cry, baby.
I'm not crying about it. It's fantastic.
It is, right?
I've made mention several times. If I was gay, my life would be so much better.
It would be so much
just
better.
Just
do it. We all know you want to.
No, I don't. I don't.
You don't?
No.
Only when I dream at night.
Only when I breathe.
Yeah.
So, I go in, and one of the guys was like, hey, can I help you find something? And the other guy comes running over, and I was like, no, I think I got him right here. And I was like, I'm looking for a double X. So, I mean, they're like rummaging through the shirts and throwing up next to me. And do you really think you're a double X? I don't think so. I was like, well, it's not for me. It's for my cousin. And I need one for his wife. And he goes, sure you do. So we bring it up to the front counter to pay. And right underneath the counter, they have all kinds of like little... Nice little knickknacks, little stocking stuffers, if you will. And one of them is, it looks like a donut for a bat.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? Yeah, like a weighted donut
for a bat, right? When you're warming up.
Yeah.
And I picked the thing up and I was like, congratulations to whoever the fuck can fit into this thing, because that's impressive. And he goes, actually, it kind of helps you keep up, you know, it kind of smushes everything in and keeps it up. And I'm staring at the thing and I have no idea what he's talking about for a minute.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I was like, oh, you shove your balls in there too. I get it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, so is it like a busy time of year for you guys for Christmas? Is it coming up? And he said, yeah, today was actually really busy. And I was like, man, what's flying off the shelf? And he's like, well, white elephant gifts are usually what we sell right about now. And he goes, he snaps his fingers and he looks at me and he goes, dickaroni and cheese. And he's like, would you like some dickaroni and cheese today? And I said, not today, I wouldn't, but, you know, maybe later.
Here's my number. Call me later.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was great. Everybody in there was so friendly, all smiles and everything.
It's unbelievable.
It's fantastic.
Man.
Merry Christmas, bud.
You too, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
I'm staying here.
Yeah.
You know, my son's birthday is tomorrow.
I know
so,
that.
Yeah. So we'll have a party for him. With his classmates and whatnot.
I'm just hang on. Let me look at my calendar for a second. Oh, I must have. I'll have to look at my email. I didn't accept it. Apparently,
yeah.
Normally, it just shows up there as like, "Hey, you've been invited." Hey, was I invited?
No, no, you weren't.
Oh, maybe that's why I never got the.
No,
thanks,
you're
though.
Not allowed within 200 yards of one of these things.
Well, of a school, but you guys don't live close.
No,
enough to the
this
school.
This is a childhood facility. I think the rule applies.
Oh, so it's not just the kids I'm related to. There are other kids there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. Where is it going
to
be held?
It's at. I don't want everyone to like flock there, and they're not a sponsor.
Is it a jumpy house?
Soon to be sponsor. Locomotion Bouncy House Villa, whatever they call it.
Yeah, the kids love the bouncy houses.
I know, yeah. They'll go nuts and have a good old time.
You know, what happened to the days when... So when my kids were growing up and they were your age, you and I would get together and we would do the fucking best routines ever.
Yeah, I would get roped into doing everything.
Splash party.
First year I was here, I was like, hey, you're going to come over and juggle the amazing Deno.
Our amazing Deno and friends.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no Aunt Friends either. It was just me in a living room juggling with a cape on like an asshole.
Well, the idea was you'd come over and juggle and you'd be bad at it.
Yeah.
And all the kids got an opportunity to throw stuff at you.
Yeah, it worked out well.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. And then we were party inspectors.
Splash party inspectors.
Yeah.
What
the fuck was that?
The gecko
that
agrees.
That was the splash.
And then, yeah, the kids had water balloons and they could throw it at us.
Yeah.
That was good. We had mustaches.
Yeah, it was like
a
vaudeville act. Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. You split your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
I've done other ones too. I was a pool party lifeguard.
Yeah.
And I told all the kids to get out of the pool and they chased me.
Yeah. That was the same party.
No. This was different. Oh. Yeah. We were at the pool. It was later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't invited to that one.
Is
that the one when I got crumpled? By our favorite listener?
No, because that was in my backyard, wasn't it?
No, that was at the pool.
Oh, was it?
I got crumpled, and I had to leave. Yeah, I got crumpled.
Our favorite listener, you guys were trying to give each other Charlie horses,
no,
right?
No, that's not what happened. No, he asked me who won the what the hell's it called? The Preakness or whatever?
Mm.
Yeah, and he told me it was Charlie horse, and he fucked my leg up to death. Did you almost threw up. I thought I was going to pass out. I played football, wrestled. Like, I've gotten so many fights.
You're a man.
Won most of them because I'm fucking awesome.
You're a man's man.
And he crumpled me. He kneed me in the thigh, and I saw fucking white, and I almost passed out and threw up. I couldn't walk. had to go to the hospital, the emergency room, and they're like, "Yeah, this whatever happened, he bruised your bone. It's like he fucking hit me with a baseball bat. He crumpled me."
You were such a bitch about that for like 2 years too. You were so pissed. I mean, you still are mad about it.
Yeah,
but you were bullshit about it.
Yeah. I had every right to be.
You couldn't bring it up. Everybody else would laugh about it. It could not be brought up without you getting visibly upset.
Because it's bullshit. All I did was I was literally there 15 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
And it was the, "Hey, hello, how's it going?" Yeah. "I'm good, buddy." "Hey, who won the Preakness?" "You going to the hospital is who won."
Yeah. That was so awesome.
Yeah.
That was a good time. Yeah, so that's probably the one where I was there.
Yeah, sorry I missed that one.
And then the last one that I did was...
no, because we had done another one where we did like a relay race and the eggs and all that shit at the pool too.
That was last year. It was 2 years ago. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, my father-in-law was bullshit about that.
Why, because you were smashing eggs everywhere? Or?
No. So we did like a relay race for the kids and they had to go find an egg and then they ran the egg back over after they did this obstacle course. And then I had a hard hat on, and they would just smash it off the top of my head.
Smash it with the head, yeah, I remember that.
So my father-in-law was bullshit because he thought it was teaching the kids to be disrespectful to me or something. And I was like, no, it's just teaching them to throw an egg off my head.
Yeah.
Like, my kids, this is not the reason why my kids have no respect for me.
Yeah.
It's a long time coming.
Yeah. It's from when I couldn't wipe my ass for fucking 6 months. Yeah, that's when they learned.
Exactly.
Yeah, daddy's a cripple.
Yeah, when I lived upstairs for about 18 months. And then I came downstairs like Howard Hughes. I hadn't been fucking shaved.
You had long fingernails.
Can someone get the urine charge?
Yeah.
I'm ready to rejoin society.
Yeah.
Like, who is this fucking loser?
Yeah, who is this guy?
This is your father, kids. Like, man. I think we liked it when we didn't have one.
I like that guy Tom you've been bringing around. Could he be our dad?
Who's this bozo? That's your biological dad. So you guys are... Please tell me.
Yeah.
I don't share fucking genes with this asshole. So you guys are hanging around here.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. The wife has all next week off. She took all next week off. Yeah. And I'll be working, but, you know, I won't be working too hard. I'll have...
Well, there's nobody... I mean, isn't the month of December... Doesn't everybody go back to Mexico anyway?
Yeah.
So, and that's a legit thing.
Oh, where
when you're home building down here, the everything shuts down.
Yeah, it's a ghost town.
Yeah.
It's a ghost town until the new year.
Does that still happen though?
Oh, fuck yeah, it still happens. What, because of ice and whatnot? Nah, border control and all that shit.
Legit, at least half those cats don't have green cards.
Oh, yeah.
They're not supposed to be here.
No.
They're not supposed to. I shouldn't say that.
No, they're not here legally.
Thank you.
But, I definitely need them to work. So,
the hottest working motherfuckers around.
Tell me about it.
Any of those white dudes that supervise them are lazy as fuck.
Yeah.
Including you.
I'm not doubting that. Or, yeah, that's true.
I'm not. What? Yeah. So what are you doing for Christmas itself? Are you getting together with The curly-headed boyfriend?
Of course we are. Yeah.
When? For Christmas?
Yeah.
You guys suck balls.
Yeah, I
do. Actually, he just texted me the other day and asked me if I wanted to go on a road trip with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah? Where to?
North of Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Sunshine State.
Yeah, he needs to load up a supply or something.
Yeah, I have a way to get him some stuff by the end of the year, but he said,
don't worry about it. I got my own connections.
Yeah, and then he said, "Hey, I'm going to take a road trip." It's like,
yeah.
Anyway, a road trip. I would love to. We should do a boys trip, something like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Get on up there, be a good time. That way we can rotate it around.
Yeah.
The driving.
That's what you meant.
Yeah, rotate around. No, not a spinner.
I thought you were just talking about like the circle jerk.
Oh.
Or
wait,
you get anal this time. This time,
we'll go see if we can hook up with my buddy who showed me off his dick pics.
Yeah. Good old dick pic Larry.
Dick pic Donnie.
Oh, that's even better.
Sex bruises are good bruises.
I agree.
Oh boy. I really should not have looked this up on a work computer. Man, you look for one gay erotica shop, and next thing you know, there's Leo DiCaprio. Has reportedly known his girlfriend since she was 11. Well,
that's creepy.
That's a little bit on the creepy side.
Yeah, I don't like that. What are you doing for the New Year's?
New Year's?
Yeah, so you'll be back next week.
On the Sunday, which will the 30th. Be, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll be back. We're going to see each other New Year's Eve?
We are. I think you're coming by, right?
Okay. What is what's your New Year's resolution?
You
even do them?
To become sexier. Now, I guess in the back of your mind, I do. Like, hey, I'm going to eat healthier.
Yeah, that's every year and it never sticks. Like, what can you do to make it stick? Not be such a fucking pussy about it or what?
See results? I don't know. You know what you can do is if you got a side piece, you know, after about another one, if someone came up to you and was like, no questions asked, just show up on Wednesday morning, you'd be like, well, I'm going to stick with this diet. It's working.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if your significant other was like, hey, if you lose X amount of weight, I'll
Rim Job City.
Or, you know, something, you know?
What would it take?
That'll give you the motivation.
What would it take?
Oh, like making out with a chick in front of me or something like that.
No. Really?
No. I would start running now. You wouldn't see me for a fucking month. That is my
Would you come back and be like Forrest Gump?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to watch my wife
would have AIDS. Is that what you mean?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what kind of girls you're introducing her to. Would it be you get to handpick? Because what if she picks somebody who looks like Ellen DeGeneres?
She wouldn't do that. We have the same taste in women.
Do you?
Yep.
All right. Name it.
All the teeth.
They got all their teeth. I have all their teeth.
Yep.
Give me one celebrity woman.
Oh man, like my topic is Sofia Vergara, because you know I'm a boob guy.
Yeah,
huge fan of her. Yeah. Even I don't care about her voice. I don't care.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way. That's a jungle gym. I wouldn't know what to do with. It's got all kinds of bells and whistles. That's like a multi-tool where you're just like, what the fuck is this thing for?
Yeah.
It's like that little thing with the eyelet where you're like, I think it's supposed to be like a fishing rod, but I'm not sure. Yeah. She's got all kinds of stuff
happening. Thanks, Swiss.
I just started rubbing my nips.
Are they hard or what?
Yeah, they're about to be.
Dude, that's the dream right there.
Sabado Gigante.
Sabado Gigante tie-ties.
That was so great. She has been... I mean, I was in high school when she was on the show. She must have been like 19.
Yeah.
She was...
Yeah, she's still...
Flaming hot.
Yeah, she's still super hot.
She is.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys could do like a power couple swap where Joe Latrulio...
Yeah, that
you
dude...
You and Joe Latrulio. Yeah.
He would fuck another hole into my wife, that guy.
I met you. If she's making out with Sofia Vergara, you and him.
I'm into that.
You'd have to give him the power top shirt though.
No, come on.
You would have to switch it.
Nah. Yeah. I think
he would throw you the men's small power bottom shirt and he would just be like, get in it. And you would cry and put it on.
You think I would cry?
Oh, I know you would.
I would cry at one point, I think.
Yeah. Cry with joy when it's
when
all
when I
over.
Came.
Like, why? It felt so good. Why'd you do this?
By only eating candy bars, we don't know what we miss.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you do.
What are you talking about?
That was an after-school ad.
Oh, is that the This Is Your Brain on Drugs? Or
no, that was the one where the guy, it was like a WSBK. The alien comes down in like the spaceship, and he's like, by only eating candy bars, we don't know what we miss.
I have no idea what the fuck
I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up.
You do
that. It was an ad. It was an after-school ad about like eating healthy. Of course, I was probably killing some Cheetos when I watched it.
Yeah. So do you have a New Year's resolution?
No.
No, me neither. It's no. They're dumb.
Turning the knob up to 11 on this thing right here.
Yeah. Let's get this thing cranking.
That's right.
Get some ears on this.
Share.
This piece of shit.
Like.
Please.
Rate. Yeah, on iTunes.
Tell your friends, family, grandmothers.
Yeah.
Great grandmothers.
What's wrong with you people? Actually, we're getting some shares now and some likes.
Yeah, I know, but.
Racking them up on the old fart book.
Fart book?
I don't know.
All right, you get some jokes this week or what?
I do. I've won.
All right, so we just rolled over the jokes from last week because
I wrote a couple of awesome ones and you didn't write jack.
Yeah, but, you know, we were sick and it was the holidays and all that fun stuff. And
Here it is. Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on. I got it. By only eating candy bars, we don't know what we miss.
I can't wait for this. The payoff is going to be huge, folks.
It is.
Oh, I do remember this.
Right?
Yes. I remember this.
What is this? Fruit. He's eating fruit now.
Yep, he is a fruit. I remember this.
Yeah. Boss!
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, candy boss?
By only eating candy boss. See, I told you it was WSBK.
Damn. That was local. I do remember that, though. The alien sounds, like the whistles and tweet, that just brings back memories like crazy.
From the time you were abducted?
From the time I was molested. I mean, yeah, abducted.
What? Yeah.
So this week, again, we did office politics, road rage, and winter weather. I got vomit in my throat. Would you like me to start with road rage?
Yeah, I only got one, so why don't you go? And then okay. I'll go after you. I got a road rage one.
I used to suffer from a serious road rage, but then the doctor gave me an ointment that stopped it. Did I say road rage? I meant genital mushrooms.
Genital mushrooms. all right, that was a six. All right, ready?
Out of 30?
36. Road rage. The other day, a car jumped a curb right in front of me, nearly ran me off the road. I was infuriated. If it wasn't for all those tiny lifeless bodies in the back of my windowless van, I'd be filing a police report right now.
If you didn't stumble,
I know. Good. Fuck. Those tiny lifeless bodies in the back of my windowless van.
Oh, yeah. You should have said ice cream truck.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah. All right. Office politics. Have you ever wanted a promotion and thought, who do I have to blow to get it? I have some advice. It's not Jim the janitor. Not only do you not get a promotion, but you also get a broken heart.
Okay, I did something similar last week.
You did?
Yes. Fucking stole my joke.
I don't think I did.
Watch this.
You got a broken heart from Jim the janitor?
That's pretty funny. But office politics, I talked about having to sleep your way to the top.
Yeah, that's what office politics are.
Hang on.
Office politics are in full effect at my company. I was appointed rear admiral. I don't get more money, but I do get ass fucked, so it's a pretty good gig. I had to Google political appointments like to see which ones were funny, and I saw Rear Admiral. I'm like, yeah, that one works.
That's a classic, though. That's so to get ahead in my office, you have to do some serious FaceTime with the boss.
Yeah, you have Skype though. That's what your joke was.
Which means I'm screwed because I'm an Android guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
That is not the same as what I did.
All right, whatever.
My favorite, winter weather.
Winter weather.
My favorite part of winter weather is the snowballs. You know, when a guy makes out with you after you come in his mouth. Snowballs.
I know what snowballs are.
Yeah. Snowballs.
All right. Next.
That's all I got.
You ended on that?
Yep.
You need a tag on the end of that, buddy.
Speaking yum, 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 cheers. Yeah. Slurp.
Speaking of snowballs, Vanderpump Rules, episode 3 was this past week.
Let's hear it. Ooh, what'd I miss?
Lots of good stuff. I don't want to do any spoiler alerts because you're going to end up watching it at some point, but...
There's 0% chance.
Listen, this James Kennedy character, the DJ at Pump.
Oh, you mean the guy who says, see you next Tuesday?
That's the guy. Exactly. Yeah. See? You know him. Oh, come on.
I listen to you when you talk.
You watch it now.
No?
Watch it now. So, boy, is he in some hot water with his lady.
Oh, no. What did he do?
He definitely had sex with multiple women behind her back.
What a piece of shit.
Big time. And this girl has some serious caterpillars growing across her face. She's got the craziest eyebrows ever.
Eyebrows are a weird thing nowadays.
They are.
People are too obsessed with their eyebrows.
Once you know what the problem is, once you notice that someone fucks with their eyebrows, you can't unnotice it. If you notice one little thing, you'll then start to look at it and you'll realize, oh, they color it. They definitely shave the shit out of it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's just make sure you don't have a unibrow and move on.
Yeah,
that's all you need to do with your eyebrows.
Do you you take care of the unibrow?
Every once in a while. If I look at it and it's crazy and I got the time, otherwise I don't give a fuck.
Me too.
Yeah. Look at me. I got more stuff to work on than my unibrow.
Look at us. Look at us keeping the unibrows clean.
Yeah. That's the last thing on my list of I'm fucking disgusting.
I had my unibrow. I had girlfriends, multiple girlfriends in the past.
Yeah.
Period. who wanted me to wax my eyebrows? Oh, they really? Wanted to do it for me because I got some serious brush fire going on up there.
I let the wife put a wax strip on my unibrow once or twice. Yeah.
What about your Jenny's?
No, but you know what? I trimmed the other day. I had a little long for the winter. Yeah. I had a little winter coat.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
you had a little Dothraki down there.
I was like, hey. This shit's longer than my dick right now. I need to do something about this.
The hidden inch.
So I trimmed it really well.
Yeah.
And then the wife walked in and I go, look at this thing. I have a real man penis right now.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, you do. And she was like, yum. It got her all turned on.
No.
Yep.
None of that happened.
Swear to God that happened.
She walked in. You said, look at this thing.
I was like, look at this thing.
She laughed and giggled and then left.
She goes, that little thing.
Did you take the trash out yet?
No, it was looking meaty and fine.
There's nothing better than getting rid of that thing and exposing the hidden inch.
I was like, holy shit.
It helps.
I know, it really does. Because it's all I got.
So I was watching a rim job video the other day.
Okay, go on.
A couple. And I couldn't.
Both guys were what?
They were single.
A black and a white guy or two white guys or what?
It was a Hispanic guy and a Hispanic woman.
Lies.
In fact, I think if you just go on Pornhub and do Brazilian rim job, this will come up. It's an amateur show.
Yeah.
It's an amateur show.
I gotta honestly say I've never looked up anything to do with a rim job because it grosses me right the fuck out.
I'm intrigued. Ugh. I'm totally intrigued.
It's not for me. It's not for me.
You know what? You're a selfish prick. That's your problem.
Well, how do you figure? Oh, he was giving it to the girl?
They were going back and forth.
Oh, that's gross. Don't touch my butthole.
So, that's the deal. You got to clean that. You got to clean that area like a mofo.
Yeah, you got to have a bleach bath before.
You got to have a contract in place that says, "Listen,
All right, we just talked about manscaping and grooming.
Yeah.
I have a hairiest asshole and I'm not doing it. How do you fix that?
That's my point. This guy's Brazilian and he's clean as a whistle, which there's no way that's a thing for this cat. So he must wax the bejesus out of it. Now, I didn't get a close-up shot, but
Because you finished before that?
Way before that.
Yeah.
I didn't even...
You can't keep watching.
I didn't make it to the part where he took off his little Speedo bikini.
Yeah.
I knew where she was going, and I beat her there.
You're not a psychopath. You don't keep watching.
No.
Yeah. You fucking crazy.
I don't go back for a second time. What am I, 15? So anyway, I can't imagine what it would feel like to wax that thing. But the ladies do it all the time, right?
I don't know.
They get up under there, wax the old...
I don't think it hurts that bad. I don't think that would hurt as bad as, my ball bag, you know?
Yeah. No,
I don't think it would be that bad.
That would fucking kill.
Yeah, I don't think it would be that bad.
But they must get their balls waxed.
I don't know. They just got to shave them, right? I don't have that much hair on my balls. It's like some wisps of hair, you know?
Yeah. Not me.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, man. It's a full it's a full teen wolf going on down there.
Whip them out. Let me see.
Yeah.
Put your balls on the table.
There we go. You see him? Getting close. Hold on. Getting close.
Let me zoom in with my phone camera.
I don't know. You need an iPhone X for that 5,000 zoom.
Yeah.
I got the missus an iPhone, a new iPhone for her birthday and for Christmas. Yeah.
So I
joint gifted the fuck out of that thing.
I went to joint go from your kids. And
no, I was like, this is birthday and Christmas, lady.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So I went and got the wife something.
Because I'm a romantic.
At Costco. And
you got her some Kirklands?
No, it was you know, I spent like $300, man. I went pretty
deep. At Costco?
Yeah.
All right.
So
you got a gigantic pack of
So anyways, I'm trying to get the gift on the sly.
Yeah.
And I use the card and everything, and I'm walking out, and the phone rings.
Dummy.
And I'm like, fuck. Of course it's her, because she gets an alert on her phone anytime anything over $250 or something goes off. And she's like, did you just buy something at Costco? I'm like, yeah, it's your Christmas present. Don't worry about it. And she's like, oh, I just wanted to make sure, blah, blah. I'm like, son of a bitch. It was supposed to be a surprise, you know?
Yeah.
And
so did she like the 90-day supply of Zyrtec?
So I'm talking to her on the phone. I got this thing. It's heavy as balls.
Yeah.
And I open up my car door and I'm putting the gift in. And it's windy as fuck yesterday.
It was.
And the wind takes my door and it hits the car next to me. And the lady is there on the other side of her car. And I go, fuck. And I go, all right, I'm going to have to call you back. And I look at the lady and I'm still kind of on the phone. And she's like looking at me like, what? Yeah, can I help you? Like, what? And I go, listen, I just hit your door with my car. The wind took the door. I'm sorry. She comes over and she's like, oh my God. And she drives like a piece of shit Subaru.
Yeah.
And right above, like, where I hit is like a scratch from one side of the car to the other.
Yeah.
Like, she rolled against something. And she's like, and I go, I think it'll just buff out. And I just kind of like start to wipe it. She goes, it's dented. I need your insurance information.
No.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, she has a black car and my truck is white.
Yeah, so you can see them.
So you can see it. And I'm like, you know what? There you go.
Did you peel her off a 20?
No. I was like, here you go. Because fuck it. Like, you know, I don't have the time for you asshole. You want to be a dick? And plus, I didn't have any cash on me. Look at the cash nowadays.
I always have cash.
I'm robbing your ass later.
What do you think? I'm going to pay for a prostitute with a credit card?
That's true.
Crazy?
That's true. Yeah.
Do you guys take Gap gift certificates? Yeah.
I bet you they would.
Fall into the gap is what I'm trying to do.
Oh. Yeah, so that's how my day was yesterday. I'm like, you fucking piece of shit. So I get a call from the insurance company today, like, hey, someone put a claim out on you. What happened?
Really?
Yeah. So I sent them all the pictures I took. I'm like, she was parked like an asshole, first of all. She stayed like, if she was perfectly parked in the spot, my car wouldn't hit her.
Yeah.
And but whatever, it did.
And what did they say about the gift that you got your wife?
They said, what'd you get?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I got surcharges on my fucking insurance. Merry Christmas. Assholes.
You got your wife two boxes of Honey Bunches of Oats?
Listen, do you want me to tell you what I got her?
I don't know. Is she going to listen before then?
Yeah, I want to do what she listens before.
All right. Here.
It's a really big surprise.
Hang on. Push the microphone away. I want to hear what it is.
Okay. It's Zyrtec.
It's a supply. She's gonna be happy about that. Come,
dude. We've been struggling with allergies in this house.
Allergy season. I didn't even know allergy season was upon us, but it is.
Yeah,
hardcore.
So we for my son's birthday, they do like a little thing at the school. So my wife went to like they have Oreos or whatever. We bring in Oreos for them. They don't let you go crazy bringing in stuff like homemade shit.
Yeah.
So my wife,
you can't bring in homemade fresh, like good for you stuff. You have to bring in Oreos.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I know. So my wife is like, okay, I'm going to go to school when they give them out and they sing happy birthday to them at 2:30.
Yeah.
And she asked them ahead of time when snack time, 2:30. Okay. Yeah. She gets there and they're like, oh, you know, a lot of kids were leaving, so we did it early. She's like, what the fuck? I'm like,
no.
So she picks up the kids. And she's like, okay, we're going to go buy daddy his Christmas present.
Yeah.
And, you know, so she calls me and she's like, hey, we're going to buy you your Christmas present and stuff. And, you know, so, and I'm like, oh, I'm already on the way home. She's like, okay, we'll see you at home.
Yeah.
She calls me, telling me that there's a lot of traffic and she's kind of backed up. She's like, yeah, we just got your Christmas present. And my son's like, yeah, I got a snow globe ornament. And we got you a new wallet. And my wife's like, shut up. And we got you. And she starts like rambling off all the stuff really? That she got. Yeah, so funny.
A wallet?
Yeah, I need a wallet bad. It was actually a very thoughtful gift.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
My wallet is like crumpled and falling apart.
Yeah. You know what I got for my birthday?
Nothing.
Extension cord.
Did you need it?
No.
Oh.
I didn't.
Oh.
I think it was I think it was probably from my father-in-law because he saw that I had a extension cord that was broken, and I spliced it back together, and I taped it, and he was super concerned about like the safety impacts of it.
Yeah,
this is a guy whose extension ladder that goes up 25 feet is bent.
Yeah,
and continually lends it to me and is like, "There's nothing wrong with the ladder, but I can't have a spliced fucking extension cord around the house." So now I get one of those ones that hangs off the wall, and you can just pull it. You will once I install it, which I don't know who knows when the fuck that's gonna happen, but
yeah.
Actually, I'm insulating the garage, so I think that's
good. We're going to have an in-home studio or what?
Fucking TISD, Studio North.
Yeah, I'm getting a neon sign.
Are you?
Yep.
Of the TISD?
Non-naked chick.
Oh, okay.
Like the tits in the leg. Like it has like two legs, one of them lights up at once, and then the other one. So it looks like she's dancing.
Oh, okay.
Or like spreading her legs or something.
I thought maybe, and then it would like flash in the middle with like lips like meep, meep, meep.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't know why it would.
Those kind of lips. The queen.
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Follow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Flush in a toilet, it's a cat.
Meow.
I told everyone who has little kids at the office, I told them about. What's that? Perry grip. I told them about the cat flushing a toilet. So whenever somebody makes something like that, I'm like, meh, I don't know. I'm like, flushing a toilet in the middle of a meeting. It's fucking great. Oh, that reminds me.
How many meetings in the fast food industry there are? It's crazy.
There's a lot of meetings.
Yeah.
New menus. I mean, especially during the specials. Holidays, I get it. Hey, let's push the gift cards.
Oh, yeah. Like, we got this fish we got to get rid of by the end of the day.
Exactly. Yeah, the halibut. Yeah. The halibut. Yeah.
Just for the halibut.
Cracker Barrel. They take that so seriously. Anyway, at the end of one of our meetings the other day, we've been getting phone calls from AT&T. Someone pretending to be AT&T saying like, hey, someone signed up for a... someone signed up for an account under your name, and we just want to make sure that you know that they're trying to do it, so we're going to cancel it for you. So it's this fucking phishing scam. And the number the number gets spoofed for actual AT&T number when it comes up. So we got like four or five of those phone calls between the wife and I. And the number comes up again at the end of this meeting, and there's only a couple of us in the room, so I answered the phone and I just started pretending like I was, you know, I had like two brain cells in my head.
Yeah.
The guy's like, oh, hey, this is Rodney from AT&T. Someone from some address in New York signed up for an account thing. So we just want to cancel it for you. Let me just, if you get a pen, I'll give you the cancellation number. And I was like, hello? And I was like, who is this? He's like, oh, it's Rodney from AT&T. I'm trying to, I don't have AT&T. I have T-Mobile. I kept him on the phone for like 6 minutes until he hung up on me.
Really?
We have that voice? Phone. Yeah.
Oh, man. I would have hung up right away.
Hello?
I almost shot at this whole podcast when you do
Wait
it.
Wait a minute.
Did you hear about that guy in Texas who scammed? Oh, it was a guy in Florida, I think, scammed a Texas school out of $2 million.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This fucking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, how did he know that there was some sort of contractor work going on in there?
People find out all kinds of shit. You just do just a little bit of digging.
He's like, you know what?
And you find a moron.
Changed the banking information. You need to send it here. And they're like, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll make sure you get paid.
We're going to send $500,000 today. We'll send you $1.4 million tomorrow. The guy's like, fuck yeah.
He's like, I was hoping to get $5,000.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
You think it's one of those situations where he's like, oh man, it's too much. Oh, shit.
Well, he did get caught.
Yes, he did.
Fucking 1.4 mil.
Man, imagine that.
That's fantastic. I wish I could scam somebody for that. Yeah. Florida to Texas.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it's not exactly brain cell winners there. Brain cell winners? That's not exactly smart.
Yeah, that comment was not a brain cell winner.
That's not my best. It's not my best work. It's
It's probably not my worst either.
That's true.
But it's not my best. Well, speaking of stuff in the news, we had a whole bunch of holy rollers this week, my man.
It's so great.
Is that going to be the name of the when we find holy rollers? That's kind of lame.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that one. Well, one of the ones that's been hanging around forever.
One of the ones.
That's a statement, isn't it?
It is now.
Boy-oing. We've got a couple of nuns who have been accused of embezzling at least $500,000out of L.A. L.A. nuns. Can you imagine how cool those chicks are?
Did you ever see the movie Nuns on the Run?
Is that Whoopi Goldberg?
No. That's a Sister Act.
Nuns on the Run.
It's a British movie. It's like two guys from like Monty Python or something.
Oh, Eric Idle.
Maybe.
Okay.
And it's a great movie. I saw it when I was a kid, and I remember they held up a newspaper and it had big old titties on it, and they were dressed in a nun outfit. And I just remember the titties because I was young when I saw it.
And you never went to church the same way?
Nope. Oh, I had an erection every time I went to church.
Father.
I mean, okay, so we're both Catholic.
Yeah.
So there's
raised Catholic.
There's only nuns in the schools. They're like, you go to church. There's no nuns at the church, right?
No, they're not allowed.
They're not allowed in the church.
I think they can just sit in the pews. That's it. They're not allowed.
Do you know,
like,
when you fart in church, you sit in your own pew? What? You never heard that?
No.
What? Your own pew. I can't believe you've never heard that.
I gotta tell the kids.
I know, that's a good one for kids.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Anyway, two longtime nuns at St. James Catholic Church in Torrance allegedly embezzled as much as $500,000 in tuition fees and donations, perhaps spending some of the money on trips and gambling casinos while telling parents the school is operating on a shoestring budget. So finally, we have some scumbag nurses.
Nurses?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was another video I saw. Yeah. See, I just type in scumbag nurses.
Scumbag nurses.
See what comes up.
Yeah. I have to milk you now, son.
colostomy bags and scumbags. Chang? One of them is Asian.
No, just because the last name is Chang doesn't mean they're Asian.
No, I'm pretty sure it is if you're a nun. You're not married. You didn't marry into the name Chang.
Your parents could have married into it, you fucking dummy.
And one of them would be a Chang.
What does that mean?
How many Changs do you know that aren't Asian?
16.
Oh. I was going to say 4.
Rufus Chang?
Rufus. Rufus Chang! I'm from Scotland! Why does everybody keep saying I'm from Asia? I'm going to crack you in their bagpipes. There goes that fucking fly again.
I know. This thing is gaining courage.
I'm going to rip your fucking wings off.
So, they just reminded me of that Nuns on the Run movie. Going to Vegas, going to casinos, and their habits, like... And they also have a bad gambling habit. Yeah.
Fucking throw
and die. Yeah.
But that's the worst thing that nuns could do is be like, hey, we're going to go on a hilarious road trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to do stuff that awesome comedies are made of.
Yeah. I know. They must have had a blast, though.
You never hear them taking a scepter and shoving it up some kid's a-hole.
Nope. But they shove them in themselves, probably. Mm-hmm. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
And that's fine. Hey, do it to yourself. Do unto others as you would do unto yourself.
Speaking of which...
Here comes a scepter.
Priest admits urinating in sacrificial wine, calls himself sick puppy during child porn sentences. Sentencing. Yeah, piece of shit. Tom Faucher, 73, pleading
probably
guilty.
Probably Faucher. I bet it's a hard CH.
It's a hard CH.
Yeah.
Tom Faucher. Kid Faucher is more like it. He must register as a sex offender and also peed in the sacrificial wine.
I can't believe that this guy would even get out. The nature of the evidence uncovered was extremely disturbing.
Yeah.
Which part?
He goes, I screwed up big time. I feel so much remorse and anger. What are you fucking angry about?
He retired in 2015 after serving for decades at St. Mary's in Boise and was actively seeking interest with gay men, satanic interests, and the rape and killing of minors. Boy, what a fucking... Where's the part that was... was funny because I wasn't killing just kids.
Just the title. Just the title.
He thought the killing of someone was exciting. This guy is really fucking bent.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, he said something to the other evidence showed Fokker. I'm just going to say Fokker used racist language in his chats and once bragged about urinating into the sacrificial wine. He also recovered images of him urinating on a cross in the canon law book. Like, how awesome is this guy? I mean, he really is. He's not just a pedophile. He's a fucking maniac.
Yeah.
And then he has the fucking rosary beads to tell the judge, I really don't think I should be going to jail. I should be let out to to talk to kids about being abused.
Yeah.
Guy's fucking a champ.
Yeah. He has a massive fucking Eucharist, if you know what I mean.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Thank you.
Massive Eucharist. Well, story number three is that's number two. Story number three is, I don't know who this guy is, but Tony Perkins blamed gay people for God's wrath. Then his house was swept away.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a congressman.
No, he's not. Is he?
Yeah. I believe.
I thought he was like a...
He's not in the church. I think he's a congressman.
Preacher.
I think he's one of those...
I didn't like this. This thing had too much. I like ones that have facts. This one had a little bit of opinion thrown in there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a conservative Christian politician. He is the head of the Rabidly Anti-Gay Family Research Council.
There you go.
So the Family Research Council, those are the people who go with like Howard Stern and stuff and saying that he, you know, promotes gay stuff and blah, blah, blah.
That and then Westboro Church, I think, is the other one.
Yeah, they're kind of, you know.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, so he's like, he talks about how the...
They go dick and butt.
So yeah, he talks about how it's the gays' fault that bad things happen, and then his house gets swept away,
and then it was of biblical proportions.
Yeah,
has nothing to do with the fact that he's a rabid, rabid anti.
All those guys are just love dick.
The worst.
They love dick,
or they just love cash. Like those things, they roll in fucking money.
It's unbelievable.
Those mega churches.
Yeah,
I've never. So back in Boston, there's no mega churches, none that I knew of.
Well,
they were small. Well, the Catholic Church is a fucking mega church, but there was no like gigantic here.
There was no. Yeah,
there are fucking huge.
Yeah,
like golf course sized lots.
Yeah, you have like four or five parking lots just so you can get in. They're all packed.
Yeah,
I don't understand it.
Yeah,
and
we always sneak into the Easter egg hunt because they have good Easter.
We should really learn to play guitar. Just become rock and roll preachers.
Evangelicals.
Oh my God, we make a killing.
Yes, break out the guitar.
Oh man,
let's do it right now. Let's do it right now. All right, I'm just gonna riff. We're just gonna go off the top.
Okay,
ready? Give me a strong G. Give me a strong G.
Hold on.
What was that?
It's a strong. That was a strong J.
Oh, okay.
My bad. Hold on. I got this.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Sometimes at night, when I think of the Lord, He reaches out and touches me. I reach for His hand and I feel my nuts, and I realize He wants me to touch on myself, 'cause He is Jesus and He likes to touch boys. He likes to touch us in the heart. The best way to His heart is through your genitals, and then the Eucharist splashes on your belly button. We would be good.
Yeah.
We would be good.
The checks would be rolling in. How many planes do you want? I'll tell you what, this plane's on me.
Oh, I've got a mega church in my trousers right now. We should get that dude.
There was a preacher who just had to defend buying himself his wife for Christmas a Lamborghini or something like that. Yeah. He's like, this was not from this church's money.
No
this
way.
Was all from the book that I sold.
Yep.
That all of you fucking paid for.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? You're a piece of shit.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What was the last hurricane? We had Hurricane Harvey, right?
Yeah.
And down in Houston, there's like some
Joel Osteen.
Right. Some hugely famous mega church dude who refused to open his doors to let people like sleep in the church. Meanwhile, like Mattress Larry, crazy Mattress Larry, yeah. like opened his, like laid out all of his mattresses and let people fucking sleep there.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It's so, it's such hypocrites. It's unbelievable.
Fucked. I love it.
Me too.
Are you going to go to church on
Christmas?
Let's
do it.
What? Was that me again?
That one was me. I inhaled a lot of water with that sip.
These are really good microphones.
Yeah. You hear all our gurgles and ailments.
Big time. Yeah. We should probably learn how to work these things.
Yeah, we did.
There's got to be. No, I know. It's going well.
Yeah, there's an on button.
But there's got to be a. There's got to be something.
I think there's a an edit thing you can do where you edit out that stuff.
Gurgles. You hit the gurgle button.
Yeah. We need to get the gurgle button working. What happened to our intern?
This should be a sneak. Ooh, intern Dave? Producer Dave?
Producer Dave.
I fucking fired his ass.
Yeah.
How many audio problems did we have? That's true. We need to get a new intern.
I'm thinking female this time.
We have, we have a lot of female listeners out of the proportionally speaking.
Yeah.
And they all think we should have a female on the show to balance it out.
Really?
Yeah, I say no.
Yeah, I mean,
love you, mean it, but there's no.
Well, I think one of my New Year's deals is to maybe just try guests and maybe get, you know, someone in here to try out what it'd be like to interview someone, or you know, maybe bring in a female one episode and speak to them.
Yeah, mine is mine's lubing up a cucumber and throwing it in my butthole. But we could do yours too.
I mean, you just made a huge cucumber because you do like the little ones.
I do.
Like the pickling cucumbers.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, you lose them in there. You're like, oh no.
Whoops.
You're like, no. Exactly. Yeah. It's like one of those tubes in a mail room. It's like. Oh no. Well, that was gone.
Special delivery for Colin. No, we should.
Here we go.
It's a proclamation. There's a gherkin stuck in my butthole. we should definitely. We definitely need to figure out how to do the. We should have an in guest studio minimum.
Yeah.
In the first part of 2019, we'll get somebody in.
Okay.
The only problem is I'm trying to think of an interesting person that we know, and we don't know any interesting people.
It's true.
We don't know anyone who is interesting.
It's sad, but true. It's like that Metallica song.
You know it's sad, but true.
Wow. I thought James Hetfield was in the studio. We should interview James Hetfield.
It was more like James Taylor doing that.
No, it was more like,
you know,
James Franco.
Oh, yeah. Performance artist James Franco.
Yeah.
His stuff has run its course.
You think?
I'm Franco'd out. Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't done much lately.
No. I'm more of a Dave Franco fan than I am a James Franco fan.
Nah. I think he has zero talent.
I don't like either of the Francos.
Do you know what we watched today? Was The Greatest Showman.
Was it good?
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why?
Because
Power Bottom.
I kept on hearing such good things.
Apparently the soundtrack was really popular in the grade schools. You fucking pedo.
Well, this kid I mentor, Toby,
you know,
he told me he really liked it, so I had to check it out.
The best part of that is it's a show tunes movie with Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron.
Yeah. There's a part in the movie, spoiler alert, where their building burns down. And Zac Efron is in it. And I look at my wife, I go, because I was talking with one of the kids. And I didn't really see what happened. I go, did his face get burnt? And she goes, no, just like maybe something else. And I go, you know what? If his face got burnt, he'd probably be more handsome. That fucking kid is so good looking.
Yeah.
Zac Efron.
He's pretty funny too.
He gives me the tingles.
What was that? The movie he was in with the guy from Workaholics?
Zach and Dave Need Wedding Dates or something like that.
Yeah.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
It's not Zach or
Dave and Mike Need Wedding Dates.
Seriously, I'm fucking done with this not burping on. I can't help
myself.
Let
it rip, brother. I'll hit the button.
Nah, I already swallowed it. It's not cool.
That's why we get the gurgles now.
I fucking hate
We traded up from burps to gurgles.
This is where I'm already at the point where I hate our fans. Because they don't want me to burp on camera. Why do I keep rubbing my nipples when I talk about the fans? I like it.
It's actually, we can talk about anything today.
I know. I'm rubbing my chest a lot. I'm digging it. When I was sick, I lost like 5 pounds.
Man, I'm going to get sick more often.
I know. I can't shave my beard because I look like a fucking, yeah.
Yeah, you look like
Mr. Burns. I look bad enough as it is.
Yeah, you look like Philadelphia, Tom Hanks.
On the street. I thought you were going to say Denzel.
Nope.
I don't look like Denzel?
No, I think you look like...
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
I wish King Kong would throw his shit at you. And you die from it.
E. coli?
Yeah. E. coli and brown eye.
Man covered in feces recently dies. King Kong says, who, me?
Hashtag me too? What?
Did you get covered with feces?
You better believe it. Yeah. It is Friday night.
It's
feces night.
Friday. Friday. Did you ever hear that song?
Of course I did.
It's a great one.
No, it's not.
No, it's super great.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were about to say, it's Friday night. We got to go out and go to the billiards club. We get some shit to do.
We do.
We have a personal appearance.
Yeah.
That we have to make.
Yep. Stop gurgling. What the
fuck? I didn't gurgle.
That was a gurgle if I ever heard a gurgle.
Oh, shit. So anyway, listen, we are available for personal appearances.
Yep.
Paid personal appearances.
Yep. We'll go into your master bedroom and do our podcast.
That's right. If you are so lucky.
Clothed or not, your choice.
That's right. We're doing a silent auction. The bidding starts at $100.
Right. Fuck yeah.
Okay. $100. We'll come into your bedroom and we'll record there.
Yep.
Yeah.
How is it going to be a silent auction? We're not going to hear anybody.
Well, it starts at $100. So you get a bid. So that means you got to go on the website, leave a comment, www.thisissodumb.com.
Okay.
Leave a comment with an amount and we'll close the bidding on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And if you would like us to record episode 34, 35, or 36, we'll pick the top three winners. Bid starts at $100. We'll record from your bedroom. And you can be on the show. You can be one of our first guests.
Damn.
How do you think about that?
That sounds great.
We can pay for our website and everything.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe 14 Finches will give us some more t-shirts.
Yeah, what happened to all those t-shirts?
Do
we ever give any out to any of the listeners?
No, we owe one to our fave listener.
Okay.
For sure. I've got that one set aside. And then we've got a couple of Bostonians who want some, so I'm going to go spread the love across country.
I gave one to Todd McVeigh.
You did?
I did, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, he pimps that out.
Well, he does. He's a prolific tweeter of the show. Todd McVeigh, super fan.
Yep. He tries. He tries hard.
Our two super fan. He tries a little too hard sometimes.
Yeah. He was hoping to see you at the birthday party tomorrow to introduce
himself.
He?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wasn't fucking invited, so. Did he realize that?
Yeah, I told him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wait a second. These you initially said, I don't want to belabor this,
okay,
but let's fucking get back into it.
Okay.
You initially said these are all kids from your son's class who will be in there. However, this is a guy you work with.
Yeah. He's my husband, though. It's different.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Because he taught you how to do pegging?
Yep. Exactly. I said, that's the first thing I said to him. I go, I wish he was there too, so you could show him in person what you showed me on how to get it in the
butt. I don't need it because I worked in the same industry for a while before I became general manager of an Arby's.
Yep.
And I've been in a work trailer before, and I can see him in a chair up against like the makeshift desk that's in there.
Yep.
Like pinning his knees behind his ears and showing you.
Yeah.
That's all. I got it.
Yeah.
I don't even want the mystery to rub off. I want to rub one off. I don't want it to rub off.
You want it to rub off on you.
Exactly. Anyway, on that note, Merry Christmas, my man.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to our listeners.
Yes.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish listeners.
That's right. Kwanzaa. What else is
that a real thing? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. People say it's a real thing. Okay. I've never seen it. What else do we have? Happy Chinese New Year.
Fortnite.
Happy Fortnite. Happy Fortnite and gang. Happy Overwatching.
We'll talk about a Fortnite next week.
That's right.
Yeah.
But until then, this is so dumb.
This is so dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought? Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.